people used, they used two of these and they'd set a board across them and saw.
Is, steady.
Okay.
Because you see that boat gonna hold both of them together.
Uh-huh.
I would say it would be the sturdy.
Uh-huh. You'd call this thing a sturdy here?
Well, you see, if you didn't have this boat across in here,
uh-huh,
that leg might slip.
Uh-huh. But what would you call this whole thing, though, that you'd use for sawing? To say, if you want to saw
a swing. A swing.
Okay. But I'm thinking of, did you ever hear a saw horse or saw buck or...
A saw horse. Oh, yeah. What you saw things on. Yeah, so that would be a saw horse. You'd take two of them.
Uh-huh. What about something that you'd use just one of, maybe built like this, and you set a log down in it? Maybe X shape, you know.
I don't know the name of it, but it would be something you could hang something on. A rack.
Okay. And something that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Great.
Or something on wheels.
A cradle is what you rock. It's,
something they have nowadays.
Mm-hmm. These little strolls.
Yeah. Strolls. But something bigger than that, that it's got a hood
a
over.
Carriage.
Hmm?
A carriage.
Okay. And you say you'd put the baby in the carriage and then you'd go out and...
Wash.
And what the baby? You've got the baby in the carriage and then you're going to go out and...
Or push the baby. Okay. Push the baby up top, wherever you want to go.
And say if, what do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around it? You'd say that he went how across that field?
Angle. You cut angle across there.
Okay. Did you ever say something like kitty-cornered or catty-cornered or anti-goblin?
Yeah, you could say he went catty-cornered across there.
What does catty-cornered mean?
Not going out straight all the way around.
Uh-huh. What if, say, if two roads cross and say you got two roads crossing like that and you've got a house here and a house here, you'd say the houses are
a house on the left, on the crossroad, one on the right. So.
Uh-huh. Would you say something like the houses are catty cornered from each other or anti goggling or
kind of catty cornered from each other?
Okay. Well, that's all the questions I wanted to ask. I'd like you now just to...
Is that my other question?
Could you just tell me something about how things used to be, you know, when you were growing up? Tell me something about this community, what it was used to be like and what it's like now, how much things have changed.
You done taught me so till I don't know what I could tell you.
But just how are things different now than they used to be?
Well, you ain't just got to have no more. Get some from somebody.
Well, there was one thing I did forget to ask you about.
What was the
community? Just what it looks, what it's about, how big it is, and you know about what type of work people do around here. And was it mainly farming when you were growing up, or just?
Well, I don't know. It ain't, farming ain't so much, because the people don't plant cotton out like they used to. They cut that out. There's mostly corn and raised hogs and raised cows. White people who are able to raise cows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They have cows and need big farms.